The narrative itself goes back to time of the most primitive and remote, the much earlier times and those of the Sumerians Akkad, surpassing the pre-dynastic Egypt until the beginning of the fifth geologic period, the Holocene, which began with the last stage of glaciation and runs to this day. Plato wrote his narrative not the first person singular, the narration is done through the mouth of the old criteria, which in turn refers to another character, more aged and venerable, the Solon, the wise legislator of Athens. It is said that Solon had left his friend Dropides, great-grandfather of Criteria, annotations to serve as the basis for a poem of great size. If, at any time, these documents have existed, today are missing. Neither Solon was the author of this narrative that, according to him, learned from an elder, clerk of the church and of salts which, in turn, referred the documentary material and older, the texts in hieroglyphs Saitikos. Those texts would have given the report of the glory of the sunset and the island of Atlantis, and have lived for more than 9 millennia ago. The authenticity of the original texts is demonstrated by another statement valid. The Procleon, a philosopher who lived between 485 and 412 BC, wrote a detailed commentary to the dialogue Timaea of Plato. That comment, reported that a Hellene Procleon of Crantor name, came to say, where the temple of Neaeta would have seen the whole column covered with hieroglyphics, recording the history of Atlantis. These hieroglyphs it would have been deciphered by experts and, as stated, he, Crantor then heard, was in perfect agreement with the content of the story of Atlantis by Plato, to whose words had full knowledge. Also, when Professor Dr. Otto, Egyptology, Hamburg, says that absent an Egyptian story known by us, the story of Atlantis, and that neither the Egyptian literature mentions the name Atlantis, this is not worth as convincing argument, as this story could well appear to have one of many lost texts, like the hieroglyphics on the column in the Temple of Salts which, according to the testimony of Procleon, Crantor saw long after it had been seen by Solon. Maybe the mud of the Nile covers the cities of the Nile Delta, also. Obscurest document invaluable. If evidence were found Egyptian, they show, above all suspicion, the authenticity of the tradition of Atlantis, as stated by Plato himself. Also, after counting in critical dialogue time it's very funny story, but true, the struggle of the peoples inhabiting both sides of the Pillars of Hercules. He addressed the following question to Symposiarcha Socrates, therefore, O Socrates, whether the subject remains in it, in your mind, or whether, beyond this, we must still look for another. And Socrates replied, O Criteria, which would prefer to adopt the theme of this place, which seems to be the best indicator, both in view of sacrifice, today offered to the goddess of the family, as the great advantage of not represent an idealized myth, but a history true. Who insist on saying that it is a myth, Plato alleges a deliberate lie. No, for all we know, Plato played its role of mediator so objectively. This impression becomes even clearer with the examination of the text, to answer the question, whether Plato, even if so wished, could have invented everything we sent, the title of a report of Solon. A highly significant portion of the text, we already know, so clearly answered this question decisively. Heu, repeated below, due to their importance, in view of the mouth that you used to call the Pillars of Hercules, there was an island, whose extent was greater than Libya and Asia together, and from there, it was then possible to cross to the other islands, and those islands, for the whole continent, in front of that sea and surrounding it, which a just title takes its name. This section gives a vivid and clear image of the area west of the Atlantic Ocean, as it was before the sunset of the island of Atlantis. The island itself is located well to the east. Toward the southern Europe and the west are the islands and, behind these islands, is the continent, around the whole wide ocean. Although apocryphal, this description gives, in a few lines, image mapping, authentic and real, the regions west of the Atlantic, namely the peripheral areas of North America, with its numerous islands, the Bermuda, Bahamas and the Antilles, and, Behind the curve of dense barrier islands, is the huge continent, with its wide surface. Figure 2, the problem. Plato says, faced with the mouth that you used to call the Pillars of Hercules, there was an island, whose extent was greater than that of Asia and Libya combined, and from there, it was then possible to cross to the other islands and, in those islands, for the whole continent, located front and sea surrounding it, which a fair title, takes its name. All that is within the mouth of which we are speaking, it is only a bay, with a narrow channel of entry, but the fact that sea should be called the sea and the land surrounding the of continent. The diagram shows the approximate location map of the island of Atlantis, according to Platon. Dot. The title of what Plato would have invented this the background color for their political ideas. What would have imagined islands, even more distant than the legendary island itself, and behind those islands and a continent. However, this is not everything. The most unique, most exciting of this detail is in fact the narrative does not provide the topography of a sea, of tales of fairies, but a description absolutely certain, realistic. For a description of an imaginary place, the author could have chosen from a number of versions, without thinking. However, why Plato adopted that version just that in a few lines, setting the actual conditions. Plato had their knowledge of criteria, the younger, who in turn received them from his grandfather, criteria, the old, which, through Dropides had opportunity to know the notes made by Solon, during their journey through Egypt. And Solon reported what he heard in Egypt of notable and not surprising and could have been invented for him. There is another argument of weight, to be named to the authenticity of this part of the Platonic tradition. Mention are two data that Plato could hardly have found by chance, but neither could hit the description of the Atlantic Ocean, west of the island of Atlantis. If the timing Platonic, with about 9 millennia before the trip to Egypt in Solon, is correct, the Atlantis should have had its golden age at the end of the Quaternary period, i.e. when large bodies of water were frozen and covered large areas continental and the sea level was 100 to 200 meters below the present. Plato certainly could not have come to know this phenomenon as that, and therefore all the more remarkable is the fact that the narrative refer to today's Attica, such as representing only one, overland that, previously, there are extended with its mountains, hills and high plains fertile. When looking at figure 3, there is the explanation and proof that it was also authentic and worthy of credit what was said about our country, as the nature of critical reporting. This diagram shows the coastal strip, as is currently and how it was in the Quaternary period. To accompany it, we can state that today's Attica in its entirety, it appears that as a spur from the continent, extends sea. At that time and especially in the current Athens, Attica was much wider, linked by bridges of land to the Peloponnese and Ivia, as that due to the lowering of sea level, recorded at the time, the mountains were almost 100 meters higher now, so that the hill of the Acropolis, now 156 meters above sea level, then had some 250 meters tall and impressive as, indeed, much higher. The treatment plans, currently bottom, once, were the fertile plains, Platonic mentioned in the report, although the author could not know this detail, nor guess it by chance. This was verified the authenticity of the sources also for that part of the narrative Platonic regard to regions that at the end of Pleistoceno, were inhabited by Proto-Athenians, also so called by mistake, and which later became known as Attica. Figure 3. Today's maritime region, with the coastline in thick line. It can give the people a cultural level that comparable to that described by Plato. He describes a civilization bucolic, provincial, and the guards' houses were made of wood and clay, the walls around you were palisades or stone mammoth document. This corresponds exactly to the idea of contemporary man of Orignacus being transmitted by the latest research. Already in those days remotissimos houses were built of wood, long, surprisingly large, as Gert von Natzmer reports in his book Die Kultur und der Vorsicht, the Prehistoric Civilizations, Safari, 1955, poles of wood decaying leaves on the ground, its moldy residues, almost indestructible. Thus it was possible to prove the existence of houses of wood that tens of millennia became powder. The arrangement of holes for the poles enables the plant the house until the completion of the roof, supported by poles. Since it is known that the people of hunters, tens of millennia ago, inhabiting the Eastern Europe, occupying the land from the south of Russia to Austria, and raised large buildings of wood, each 40 meters long, divided into many places, with their own place reserved for the stove. Obviously, such long houses were a large family or a clan, composed of several smaller families, who living under one roof. The structure of these houses suggests that its builders would have used axes of stone, affiadissimos, since only thus could have been working the wood properly. However, yet there were no such tools among the peoples of hunters prehistory. Also, according to overcome theories meanwhile, have been nomads, where now revealed that the owners of those homes took in activeness. Finally, their home community have yet to conclude the existence of a social order. Because only in that order would be stable the development of existential technique that should have owned. They make the surprising findings demonstrate that neither was so primitive the life of prehistoric man, as used imagine it until recently. The description given on the basis of findings over all doubt, confer, and surprising way, with the story of Plato on the habits and life of so, called Proto-Athenians. The man, hunter of civilization or ignac had a social order structured and clearly defined. It also said the Proto, ancient Athenians were integrated into the primary system of four castes, namely priests, warriors, craftsmen and peasants. Their warriors and the priests lived, together, on the hill of the city, in houses of wood, simple and spacious, with luxury next to the temples, also simple, the gods of their worship. Probably, in the days of the Roman conquest, the Unians, Queruscos and Narvellus still inhabiting such places. Moreover, Herodotus gave similar reports of appointments, other primitive people. It is the sedentary people who build houses long. In this condition, the practice horticulture and agriculture, the primitive division of labor has changed the class of peasants. Those not living on top of the hill, but close to the fields that grow crops, or on the plains, as Plato describes the Proto-Athenians. The construction of large sections of wood requires craftsmanship. The peasant and the artisan, which complement each other, are inseparable from one another. This gives another detail reported by Plato on their Proto-Athenians, saying that the peasants and craftsmen lived together. The lower city probably inhabited the same house long, as were reconstructed in southwestern Europe, with based on the findings dating Pleistoceno. There is another detail to attention. Houses long as the seat of a large family, closed in itself, constitute evidence of a true matriarchal way of life, which is part of the worship of the goddess, Mother. No is archaic worship of such images, dating from the end of the Stone Age, such as the Venus of Brasempui and Venus of Willendorf, to mention only these two. And Plato attests that those Proto-Athenians worship a godmother, as a temple of effigy, bearing arms. More, in the temple, the images of that Proto-Athenian and a Proto-Hephsto stood side by side. This could discern the preliminary phase of a post-Aegina Crassa among the natives of the Amazon. But this evidence also gives the message Platonic, rather strange that, in Proto-Athens, both women, as men participated in military activities. The same happened with the people of farmers and hunters or ignac of contemporary civilization. It is there that the community places on top of the hill was inhabited not only by armed men, but also by women so weapons. It is therefore true warrior families, integrated in your clan, like how can presumed to be the inhabitants of the houses long, or ignac type. Thus, adding up pebble after pebble and avoid any prejudice, comes to a few intelligible prehistoric life, which fits perfectly with the Platonic story, describing the Proto-Athenians, as the contemporary hunters' appointments of Orignac were representatives of a civilization modest, rural, but with high ethical level, describing it, by law, and civilized. Gert von Natzma them talk to write, strictly speaking, the description man of the Stone Age almost lacks substance. It does not say at all, he was a primitive man. Up to 2 millennia before the Christian era, the peoples of North and Central Europe still lived in the Stone Age. In essence, this also applies to the civilized nations of Central and South America. During the Spanish conquest, the raw material used by a people in its past is not alone a valid criterion to assess the extent of its cultural development. However, as Plato reports, that proto-civilization Attica prehistoric disappeared during a single night of terrible rain, earthquakes and many bodies of water, which led it and always have to dive in the past. It was nothing of real, everything, including the fertile land on the hill of the castle, was washed by the waters, and since then is gone. The cataclysm nor spared the Cyclopean walls around the shrine and places long fortified. However, at this time, the question arises whether perhaps that night of horror, during which the earthquake and the bodies of the runoff led to its original Acropolis, was identical to that which caused the disappearance of Atlantis. Those bodies of water, falls on the proto-Attica, would have been that the flood, as are the legends of many peoples, destroyed vast stretches of land? This has raised a question to be examined later. Done here in the examination section of the text referring to the proto-Athenians. On objective evidence sufficient to prove that the partial report of Plato provides key details and susceptible of examination, which cannot be freely invented, either guessed correctly. It proved the authenticity of their sources. All right, what Plato says, it transmits, and faithfully, real facts. For both, are of special importance to the discoveries made in Eastern Europe, which revealed entirely new aspects of the degree of civilization of man the end of the Stone Age. Timely return to the subject. However, that will effectively Solon was in Egypt. Thanks to the biography of Solon, written by Plutarch, have some data on their travels. He traveled for 10 years, from 571 to 561 BC first, he went to Egypt to Heliopolis and say, from the brought the story of the Atlan, taken. Then visits the king Philosopero, Cyprus. The visit is documented by the fact that the Cypriot city of Sarp had its name changed to Solo, in honor of the visitor. From there followed for Croes, in Sardis, in Lydia, in 561 and returned to Athens. Already the following year lost his position in public life and was replaced by Pisistrato, in voluntary leisure in the last 2 years of his life, seems to have made notes of his journey, perhaps to serve as the basis for a literary work of greater size. He died with 80 years of age, in 559 BC. Thus, the chronic critical that refers to date of 560 BC with this begins the Hellenic tradition of Atlantis, recognized by history. It is better documented than are many other facts, accepted and recognized by the official historiography. Life beyond the ocean. In 1836 were discovered huge indecipherable characters in the Gavia Rock in Rio de Janeiro. The top of this impressive mountain as a huge bearded man's head, a helmet, as reported a Bruin, people called it the Giant Atlas. Thanks to research carried out by a Brazilian archaeologist, Bernardo da Silva Ramos, we may assume that it is a Phoenician characters. They are rather difficult of access, 840 meters altitude, with the following translation of the text, thus constituted, Baelza, city of shooting Phenus, first son of Baal, Jeth today, it is known that in 856 BC, Baelza succeeded his father on the throne of actual shooting. Also in other places, in underground vaults of Nitero, Campos and Tijica, such traces were found. On an island on the coast of Paraiba stones were found mammoth document of an old castle, with huge seguos, long corridors and galleries. According to some experts, all these findings would be relics left by the Phoenicians, but some dispute such assertions. If, almost 2 millennia before the Viking the nickname Felizardo, have it done, Phoenician sailors had brought on the American continent, so I knew it, and well. Hiding this fact. Why? Of course, only had circulated the rumor of the existence of vacant land, there were the sink popular belief supposed to be only pest of Persephone, goddess of hell. Many adventurers have been drawn from antiquity and the interests of navigation would have been seriously harmed Phoenician. The Phoenicians of the 9th century BC, 300 years before Solon's travel to Egypt, have kept secret as to their offspring in times of Solon, and now they remember all that was to be hidden, then the other side of the ocean, or does Baedazer left without return? In any case, the year 500 BC, Hannoy, of Carthage, took his famous expedition to the sea and West Africa, 100 years before, commanded the Pharaoh Necho the circumnavigation of Africa, with ships manned by Phoenician sailors, not Egyptian. Without any reference was made to the fact that for centuries the great enigma of the South Atlantic has been unveiled. Both these expeditions not left the coast and fell into oblivion. Neither Solon could have provided the data necessary to invent the plot of Atlantis and the mainland in front. Moreover, no one doubted the ability to circumnavigate the Earth disk along its back. This event was in perfect agreement with the design of the contemporary world, as existing at the time of Herodotus and illustrated by Fig.4. Amid the Mediterranean, in the center of the Earth disk and, thus, the universe was the Olympus, home of the venerable Olympic gods, with the disk extending to land on all sides, with its edges cut into peninsulas and surrounded the ocean. Figure 4. This was the world seen by Herodotus. The image of the old world, at the time of Herodotus, 484, 424 BC, or after Solon and before Plato, was essentially similar to the older concept of the world of Chaldeans, shows the Earth as a plane disk of approximately spherical shape in the midst of ocean, which is invaded. The Olympus and address of the celestial deities was the center of the world. To the west, the land-ended disk in columns of Hercules. To the north, the land of the Cimmerian and Arimaspos. East, of the Hindus, who inhabited the lands beyond the Persians. To the south, in the Ethiopian, the Nile was born in the mountains of Crofton Mofti, where today is the first cataract. The Danube River through Europe, to the land of the Celts. The Caspian Sea, above the Black Sea, was connected to the ocean. To the west, beyond Okeanos, ocean, were the Stops Persephone, queen of darkness. Anywhere to the north or northwest, Hyperborean lived the fabulous, the men, of, beyond, there, north. In this image, the world had not the great continent beyond the Atlantic, but despite this, the Platonic narrative is historically the first message of Atlantis. The ocean separating the illuminated world, life, the pest of the dead, immersed in there. Dot. Penumbra. The 11-corner Odyssey describes how strongly the fantasy of mythical Helene viewed the pest, in the extreme west of the ocean at the end of the river bottom, submerged in the Black Night. This was also the belief of Plato and Solon, all of Helena, including Aristotle, the realistic. They all believed in that realm of the dead in the west, as believed Piamenti in the palace of Poseidon, the crystalline depths of the sea. However, what Solon brought from Egypt and became the core of the Platonic story of Atlantis, frankly and openly contradicts the traditional concept. The description of the western Atlantic is not mythical in nature, but expressly realistic. A modern map would not give a more concise and accurate description. Furthermore, no Hellenic thinker could never have imagined that the other side of the ocean there is a continent with humans live. The picture outlined above in early dialogue is a non-Hellenic, reportedly because, besides contradicting the concepts of geographical classical antiquity, yet is opposed to the idea cosmo, logic, the basic time, which is of greater importance. The cosmology of the mythical Hellene has its origin in models Sumerians, Babylonians. The figure 5 outlines the concept as follows. The world, full of heavenly air, is situated in the heavenly city, crystal, which in turn floats on water sky. The tower is supported by the zodiac, divided into 12 compartments, with the mountains of the birth and the sunset. Equal to a glass ball, is full of bitter water of the lake, called by the Greeks Avokinos. The Babylonians moved the center of the world for its ziggurat, for the Tower of Babel in the sky above was divided into 3 segments, and below, the city of the dead, with 7 walls and addresses of the underground. To the west, where the sun plunges into the sea, the Hellene imagined the beginning of the underground world. There was no way to take those pest, you would be only the boat of Charon. Never a Hellene could have suspected the existence of land in those parts of the world. However, also the Phoenicians and the Babylonians had considered sacrilege to mere speculation in respect of land and human beings, live in the pest than the earth disk. At the end of antiquity, especially in the city of Alexandria and other major capital cities, where imposed schools learned that after encyclopedia filled with all the knowledge available at the time, hierarchies were scientific, with sacrosanct dogmas, quite equal to those of our present. One of these dogmas was the eternal existence of the disk land in the middle of the ocean, home of the living. Outside its scope was nothing, beyond the realm of the dead. In view of these concepts, we can assess how it must have been difficult for Solon and Plato to register that passage of dialogue. Perhaps because of this they both took so long to resolve to leave it in writing. In advance was to be expected that would be rejected by contemporaries. Only a few had the courage to accept it. Among these were the Tepumpo and historiographer Herodotus, the geographo Posidonio, the naturalist Pliny. The courageous attitude of these men brings to them both as evidence of the authenticity of the Platonic texts. Since the discovery that distant continent, west of the Barrier Island, formed in the western Atlantic, described by Plato, it is known how they were to the right. Fig.5. Scheme of the Cosmos. Sumerian, Babylonians. The world, full of heavenly air, resting on the crystalline celestial citadel, which floats in the celestial waters. The heavenly city, supported the zodiac, is like a cup, full of bitter sea, in which the disk floats land. Above the disk, the sky shines, below, extends to the dead city, with the addresses of the ground, immersed in eternal darkness. Existence before the creation? In commenting on Proclea dialogue Timae and Crantor testifying about the narrative of Solon, the tradition of Atlantis suffers sudden solution of continuity. Besides these testimonies, there is no essential respect. Only Herodotus, 11:184, left a brief note on the geographical atlas in northwest Africa, as the column that supports the sky and gave its name to the inhabitants of that region. The Atlantic, as they were called by Herodotus, not live to eat and not have dreams. Only the dead to eat anything alive and no longer have dreams. The Atlantis, with all its inhabitants, is the past. Also, Ilio also reports provided by Atopumpo of Chios, saying that the West would be a distant mysterious continent, especially those mentioned in the narrative Platonic, inhabited by Merope and governed by a mythical queen, Merope, daughter of the Libyan giant Atlas, which, already in the myth of Hercules, argues the globe. Pomponio Mela and Pliny also reported the arrival of a boat, lots of men in red skin. Thick lips, elongated skull and curved nose, aquiline, diverted from its course and that would have supposedly crossed the Atlantic. Perhaps the onset sudden, unexpected, those messengers of a world away, Pliny and Mela was converted into fans of Plato. It is all that is about and it seems very little for a period of 900 years. The Middle Ages is one full vacuum to the tradition of Atlantis. This in no way surprising, considering that there are 2 reasons of weight, for this lack of interest, bore 2. First, the great Aristotle condemned, so irrevocable, the Platonic Atlantis. This was a decision of great importance, because the monks, copiers of classical texts, Aristotle considered as absolute authority, the greatest sage of antiquity. Furthermore, missing data to adequately examine and assess the basis of little expressive Aristotelian defense and, therefore, the trial of Aristotle came to be passed on, without major repairs, and Plato has created reputation for doctrine there. The second and more important reason to reject the Middle Ages, the story of Atlantis, was the narration itself, which, in addition to counter the geographical design of the contemporary world, and little different from the current in antiquity, which gave no room for any idea of a country the West, sinned by an anathema even more serious.